I'm still in rugby. I've got my head outside of Nick's shop, keeping an eye on the Gestapo. Those traffic wardens, man.
They are dreadful.
How do you live? I remember used to live. You used to have a system, but we won't talk about that here.
No, we won't talk about the system. Well, we still park the van directly outside the shop.
Yeah.
Because we park it there and get away with it for about an hour. And of course, because it's right outside the shop and we can see them coming, they don't put tickets on it. They just ask us to move
it. That's right. And so then when, if they do get shirty, you can just carry an empty box out.
Yeah, what we normally do is then take it round the block, move it, of course, by which time they've gone, and then we'll go and park it back where it was in the first place, which normally works, but of course they do have it on CCTV.
Yeah,
so
bloody everywhere.
The Gestapo can come back again if we're not careful, you know.
Yeah, they're really bad in rugby. You need to kind of just throw people out the car and drive slowly. If they're going to do shopping, then keep driving around and pick them back up, because it's just not friendly for shopping.
No.
Listen, I was flicking through your brochure about this beer festival you've got going on this weekend, and it says here, on Saturday, at your pub, the Victoria Inn in Rugby, you've got a chili festival.
We have.
What is that all about?
Well, to be fair, one of my rivals has done a chili festival in his pub for charity, and it had worked very well. And I thought, because we love hot food, of course everybody loves hot food, don't they?
Yeah.
And we've done curry competitions before in the pub. I thought, well, why don't we make it part of the beer festival and we'll actually have an afternoon where we just do a glorification of the humble chili.
Which goes great with beer, even though beer makes your mouth hotter. Don't listen to Nick. He will tell you, this pint is designed specially to cool your mouth after this chili. And it sounds like...
Oh!
Is that your phone?
That's my phone.
The crowd goes wild.
Sorry. Hang on.
That's a bit young and hip.
Hello,
for
Gary.
You. I was looking at his Chili Festival flyer, right? Check this out. He says here he has the Naga Jolokia chili pepper. How do I pronounce that chili?
What?
Well, everybody's...
It's the Naga Jolokia.
Naga Jolokia. Now, I don't know that much about chili, but I think I can remember that is the hottest chili in the world.
It certainly is. Apparently, according to the Guinness Book of Records, it is the hottest in the world.
And pronounce it again?
Naga Jolokia.
Naga Jolokia. And you're going to have that?
Yep.
Have you tried it?
Yep.
How much?
Well, I tried the smallest amount that you could humanly possibly get on your finger.
Was it visible?
It was almost invisible.
Really?
Honestly, the oil alone would have been hot enough, if you know.
And what happened?
My mouth was on fire.
but really?
It really was.
Flames.
Yeah, really flames, you know. Well, the Americans apparently use pure capsicum as the pepper spray, of course.
Yeah.
And this stuff you could use as a pepper spray. It's that strong. Easily.
Without
it would
doing any...
It would blind you straight away.
Oh, my God.
If you've got a bit on your finger and stuck it in your eye.
It's going to be gloves and goggles this stuff
up.
Well,
it tells you in any instruction manual to be very careful when you're chopping any of these chilies.
Really? Don't go to the toilet straight afterwards.
Even handling them when they're dry is dangerous, you know, so you've got to be a bit
careful. Hot. So,
very, very hot.
So what are you making it into?
Well, we've got some various dips.
Your mouth's watering just
it
talking
is,
about
actually.
This.
I'm enjoying this. Yes, we've got various dips, obviously, of different strengths. So we're going to start with some kind of... we're going to start with some fresh green chilies, and then we'll go to some Scotch bonnets.
And then
we'll
you're
going
to work...
Some,
I used to grow
we'll work
Scotch
our way
bonnets.
Right up to the Naga at the top, you see. Then we've got various sauces and pastes. We've got some dragon's blood, which has just won first place in a New York competition, apparently, for best imported hot chili.
Are you going to try this again, or is
and
it one to taste only? Will you have some more of that?
Oh yes. I've got Keith, the lad that's partner with me at the pub. He's making a nice hot meat curry.
Yeah.
So I've given him some dried nagas to put in that, and then we've got an actual chili which we're going to do. Obviously with the kidney beans and things. When we're going to do there's another curry, a chicken curry.
Wow.
So there'll be some nice hot dishes.
You're doing a veggie curry. What about a veggie one? Let me just check on the car. I'm just popping outside. 2 seconds. Well, you've got to watch these. I'm not joking. They come down, they abseil from the buildings to give you a ticket.
They do.
I tell you
however,
what.
However, it does take them 5 minutes. By the time they've photographed your car, photographed the sign opposite.
Unbelievable.
Photograph the woman next to the car.
Then they give you the ticket.
And then they give you the ticket.
I've got time to sprint up there. Yeah, I tell you what, right. I reckon I'm going to pop over
this
Saturday.
This will be fabulous. Saturday afternoon, you'll be able to a bowl of whichever you like.
And then
they're not all going to be stupidly hot.
No,
there'll
be some tasty stuff.
There
but I don't know. I kind of feel like I want to say... I'm about to taste the world's hottest curry, and then do it live.
What you don't want to do is to choke, because if you choke whilst you're eating any really hot food, of course, you can get a little bit in your windpipe. Very hot chili in the windpipe can actually restrict your breathing, so you can be careful.
These have killed people.
You have been warned.
Come along, but you can die.
Yes.
Lovely. Thanks very much.